Are we on the air?
Da na 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 da na 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 na. I think that's how it goes. For everybody that knows that, you know exactly what the hell we're gonna be talking about today. For everyone else that doesn't, hi. Welcome to the Low Maids Asylum Show, everybody. Thank you for joining me on another beautiful occasion. It is your humble host, Low Maine. How are you? How are you feeling? How's everyone doing? I really hope that everyone's doing amazing from each and every single corner of this fucking earth. From wherever that you hail from. We got some brand new people jamming from Australia on here. New Zealand. I don't know how we made it all the way down there, man, but it's a blessing, man. So shouts out to all the brand new listeners coming in from all the way from the southern lands, innit? I think they still say innit down there. Man, thank y'all for joining me on another beautiful occasion, man. Today, I would like to talk to you guys about a revival. And it's fucking... If cops don't get their fucking lives together, man, like the most craziest thing is like you can lock yourself inside of a studio, make sure everything is quiet, but a cop siren still gets in, man. Yo, fuck the cops, man. Defund these motherfuckers. Yo, that's not what we're talking about today. Today, we are talking about a revival of a show. Matter of fact, the revival of a brand, a loving brand of mine, a brand that I adore very much in my life, someone that I follow, you know, very dearly. Recently, this brand of Oz has been rather tainted. It's been watered down. They haven't been coming out with the spice of things. And yes, I am talking about the motherfucking Marvel brand. Hey, shouts out to Marvel and everyone that inhabits that company. Just Marvel has been falling off lately, y'all. I think right after the Avengers, like Endgame, and like after the everything happened with Thanos, they didn't really know what to do with their lives, and like everything just became this. It felt like all their movies right after the end games were all like a run-on sentence. Like, they were trying to bring everything known to man that was inside the comics on screen without really explaining that much stuff to you. Now, I get it. Like, sometimes, you know, you're supposed to go in this knowing the backstories of all these superheroes, of what they went through. But no, I didn't read every single, each and every fucking comic on Spider-Man. Like, all those 90 motherfucking different comics that they have on that, man. No, I didn't read that on Iron Man. I don't care about these fucks that much, you know? I care about all the other people. And this, like, one main particular group that I really cared about was, yes, you got it right, the X-Men. All, like, every single one of them, going from Jean Grey, Cyclops, Wolverine. We got Angel sometimes, but the dude with the wings. We got Jubilee, the bitch with the fireworks. We got... Who else? We got Storm. We got Beast. We got they in the show, in the original show, they had another entity or another character in there called Morph. Morph, exactly just like how his name sounds, he can transform into any other superhero or any other person that he likes. And I think he can like adopt their powers on at the same time too. So Marvel came out with a show this last week that just passed called X-Men 97. And it's supposed to be a sequel of the X-Men show that was out back in the early 90s and the late 80s. Yes, everyone grew up on that. Saturday morning cartoons. You can't talk about Saturday morning cartoons without talking about X-Men. X-Men was one of those lead staples that you watched. Everyone watched that shit. I didn't watch that shit because I wasn't in America at that time yet. But I knew about that shit. Everybody knew about that shit. Come on, man. Like, but That show, I think, jump-started everything that we know and care about superheroes. I think it also opened many doors for DC. So all you motherfucking Batman and superhero fans, you welcome very much, even though we don't like that brand. They the great value brand, or they the off-brand of Marvel. Fuck DC. But they bought back the show. It's supposed to be like the sequel. It's so fucking dope, y'all. Because back then, Professor X died in the X-Men show. And I'm giving y'all spoilers already. Matter of fact, I'm not. Because he died in the early 90s. So I'm not, man. He died back then. So now the show starts from exactly where he died. There's two episodes out. It's on Disney Plus right now. I think a brand new episode drops weekly. So, and it's been, I'm telling y'all, I went in trying to watch it with a grain of salt. And when I sat down, it's been outright amazing. Everything about this show was fully thought out. The artistic talents are on point. The action is amazing. There's a scene that probably most of y'all seen from Instagram where like Cyclops has like, you know, like a nice action scene. Yo, Cyclops fights a whole group of thugs and like he like goes toe to toe with them. At the same time, he uses his like unibeam powers, which is his like, you know, his little, you know, eye gazer beam. So like he was using that. At the same time, he's going toe to toe with people. So someone would swing and then he would unibeam them. And stop that punch with that, you know, or stop the punch with the beam and start, you know, piecing them up. Three piece and a biscuit, bro. Give them exactly what they order type shit. Damn. I didn't know that Cyclops was going to just come in here talking about run it for the cardio. And he was going to take out damn near everybody else. I'm glad that they still, like, put some type of, like, realistic entity-ness into it, because even though Cyclops was kicking ass and even though he was, yo, he was spanking, all right, like this nigga was kicking major ass, I'm gonna tell you, there's still scenes that Cyclops meets up with some other people and, you know, they're like, all right, man, even a motherfucker like you can bleed. So definitely check that shit out, man. It's amazing. I'm telling y'all, they revived Marvel back to where it needs to be, man, on top. It's so fucking great. And everything else that's coming out with Marvel but this year, Deadpool and Wolverine. And I just love the X-Men in a lot of ways, y'all. I think I talked about it on one of the old episodes. If I could pick one of my most favorite X-Men, it has to be Bobby Drake, a.k.a. Iceman. I wish I could pick the Pyro dude, I think that's his name, Pyro, the flame manipulator, but that man needs to have a lighter everywhere that he goes. And Bobby Drake, bro, he just needs the moisture in the air sometimes. Like, that's literally all he needs to get cracking. And he can, later down the line, like, he can form into big-ass, like, ice monsters. I'm telling you, yo, that shit's gonna be wild, man. Shouts out to fucking Bobby Drake. That's my favorite X-Men. X-Men just stands in a more of a closer sense to me. Because, like, when I was growing up, too, X-Men Evolution came out when I was a teenager. And the whole show is about fucking teenagers going through high school with changes and everything. And what the fuck are you doing in high school other than going through changes? So it was a very nice, comforting show to watch at that time. But, like, I like how deep X-Men is. I think a lot of people take, what they take out from it is that it's just a show with kids with superpowers, you know, pew pew, running around, flying around and everything. But no, I want y'all to know that that X-Men serves as a metaphor for marginalized groups, for equality and acceptance, for what our African-American brothers and sisters were going through back in the days, what our LGBTQ sister brothers and sisters were going through back in the days. I feel like I'm not trying to make a joke, but when I say the LGBTQ brothers and sisters, I should say, and question mark, because I don't know if you want to be called brother and sister. So, yeah, it stands up for a lot or many marginalized groups, up to the point that the two main people, the catalyst characters inside of this X-Men is Professor X and Mr. Magneto. And those two people were monikered and tailored and inspired by Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Malcolm X was the more militant and brute-minded person. Well, a lot of people thought that way. That he was more of a brute-minded person, such as Magneto. And they thought that Martin Luther King was more of a olive branch holding, very, you know, come in peace, you know, and we'll get through everything that like we need to with peace, aka Professor X. So this whole thing was ran by the civil rights movement back in the days. And I think that was the coolest thing, that they took something that was going on in life that was so horrible and everything, and they gave people an opportunity to still have an escape, or an escape for entertainment, an escape for imagination through exactly this, through exactly for you even thinking about people not liking mutants. That whole premise was set up just like a civil rights movement thing. Think about it. Just change the shades of these people, change some of these people's sexuality, and you will definitely understand where that's coming from, man. Shouts out to the X-Men, though, because, like, all they do is fight good-ass people. Like, they go toe-to-toe with every single motherfucker that needs to go toe-to-toe with. People that got all these types of hate inside of their, like, you know, hearts, they still go toe-to-toe with these people. I got a great thing that I want to tell you guys about that. I think, as the X-Men always, you know, go through the life of... I don't think an X-Men would tell you to stay safe. I think an X-Men would tell you to stay dangerous, you know? Be vigilant, you know? Be out there alert, you know? Be out there with your head on a swivel. Recently, about 3 days ago, y'all, because this comes out, yeah, about 3 days ago, I went to my gym. I went to another location all the way out in Caves Creek. And I'm not sure if more of these people or more of these people from this population dwell in Cave Creek, but allow me to tell you about this, man. So I go to my gym by my damn self because I love to work out by myself. One of my most favorite things is just to push myself by myself. I'm working out. I get in a good-ass chest workout, all right? And the whole story is not about me getting in my workout. The whole story is what happened to me after I was done with the workout. Usually when I finish, I do go meditate inside the steam room. Usually I do like a 15-minute session, and like inside of there, I do my guided meditation, and then I come out, then I change up and stuff. While I was changing into my steam room shorts, because I don't like to wear the same shorts I worked out in, while I'm changing into my steam room shorts, inside the locker room, there is a older white gentleman, all right? I say older and white, all right? Older, probably in his 50s or 60s, all gray hair. Like, this motherfucker doesn't have one black hair in his head. All gray hair. He's, like, about my height or a bit taller. So, like, he's probably, like, 6'3", 6'4". So I'm changing my shorts, and then he's all the way on the other side of the locker room. I'm changing my shorts, and then, like, while I'm changing my shorts, like, I, like, glance over there because, like, I just want to make sure that, hey, no one's looking at me while I got my fucking just boxers on, and there's no creep in here trying to just look at me with my boxers only on. So while I'm putting on my other shorts, I look over, and look who the fuck is looking at me. Yeah, bro, the old white man. He's looking right at me. I was like, okay, maybe, like, you know, he just, people are just weird like that. I put my shorts back on. I put my bag inside the locker. It looks like someone is, like, there looking at me still, in the sense of, in the sense of like someone's like glaring into like the side of your head. Now, when I like I fully noticed, like I'm like okay, like because I looked over like a couple of more times right after that. Homie's not looking anywhere else. So right now, you are examining me. I don't know what for. I don't know what I did to harness such examinations. I could be a beautiful entity, but I'm not the one to stare at, bro. I'm not the one to stare at like I'm in a fucking zoo. And I think some people definitely let that shit go. And I think this is where Lomaine tells you to stay dangerous. Don't let that shit go. Why are people looking at you? A lot of people lost their lives from being fucking stalked that way, being watched that way. People trying to watch your each and every single move. You ain't gonna catch me motherfucking slipping. I don't care who the fuck you are. And that's exactly what it is, y'all. So in this moment, while he's glaring at me, like super glaring, I got in two earphones. So I take off one earphone to finally break the ice of like, all right, bro, like you keep looking at me for like the last 30 seconds and you're not looking anywhere else other than at me. So it's time to find out what the fuck you own. So I take off the earphone and then he says, he's like, what's up? I was like, what's up? And then like he's like, not much, trying to find out. And as soon as he said trying to find out, I was like, yeah, bro, exactly. Me too. Did you lose something over here? He says, what? And I asked him again, did you lose something over here? This is a big-ass locker room, y'all. Okay? There's no way, shape, or form that we should have had any kind of interaction from how big this locker room is. It's a huge locker room. I'm all the way over here. He's all the way over there. But he's lucky because there's nobody else inside the locker room. So I know that he's not looking at anyone else because there's no one else inside the locker room. And I know he can hear me because there's no one else inside the locker room. And then at this point, he says, what are you doing here? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, what are you doing here? I was like, what do you mean? And then he says, what are you doing? And then he points down. And I think he's like pointing at like the ground. So for anyone that doesn't know what the fuck is going on, this is a great definition of someone who sits at home all fucking day and watches Fox fucking News. They get poisoned in their head about each and every single thing that's going on in the world and all these people enticing fucking racial wars and all this types of shit. And this guy was, I think he is the direct definition of a motherfucker that fed into that. Because that's as soon as he said, what are you doing here? I was like, whatever I please, bro. And then he starts getting really, really like he starts getting really buck. He's like, yeah, yeah. Then he starts punching his forehead. He's like, if you want that action, but you got it now, bro. If you want that action, you got it now, bro. And he's doing all this, he's prepping himself for a fight. And like he's punching himself in the forehead, thinking that that might help him in this fight or whatever that he thinks that he is about to go into. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this all the time, as I always say it. As our great person once said, Michelle Obama, if they go low, you should go high. But as our uncle Charlemagne the God says, when they go low, take it all the way to the fucking floor with them. So as soon as he said it a couple of more times, yeah, I'm about that action. So let me know what you want to do. Let me know what you want to do. And I told him, bro, listen, I'm down to do whatever the fuck you're talking about. But just please know this. I don't want any parts of it because, first of all, we don't know each other like that. I ain't got no hate for you. I don't want no parts of it. But if you do come over here to this section of the locker room, I guarantee you, your ass is getting poked. And then he stops and like he's like, what? I was like, yep, there's no other way around it. Your ass is getting poked, bro. What the hell? You think I'm going to be fighting a regular ass? I don't know you. You don't know me. And you think that a fight is going to be fair. How? I think these people take other people as chumps. It's fucking lames that people that can't really think right from wrong. Bro, oh my God. So he stayed on his side. And I just started laughing at him at this point. Because, like, I told him exactly what it is. It's these people think that they have the last trump card. And it's so crazy that I'm using that. That they have the last trump card on you. That people can shut you the fuck up whenever that they please. I fucking dare any single one of y'all entities. And just for that, since there is some racism going on at the Eastport on Cave Creek, that's why I had to tell everybody on it right here. Everybody needs to know about that. There's some old white man going around the Eastport on Cave Creek telling people, what are you doing here? And they get scared whenever that they actually get called out. Man, what the fuck? Come on, man. I'm telling y'all, bro. Stay fucking dangerous. These people want to come step to you and say shit like that, rock them right in the fucking jaw. And Uncle Lo Main told you that. People walk around nowadays, man, like they haven't been punched in the face. People talk nowadays outside like they can't catch a hot one. They can't get poked. I'm telling you. Really, watch your words with people. Makes no fucking sense, man. Stop going up to randoms when you don't know them, thinking that you can talk to them in any such way. And even if they're being the aggressor after you. Everything that I handled him in, I handled him with a chuckle and a smile. Because cheers. We're taking hits. I handled it with a chuckle and a smile. I told him, I'm gonna poke you with a smile. I told him, I'm doing whatever I please around here with a smile. I told him he's weak in a smile. I told him who hurt you in a smile. I'm telling y'all, bro, don't let these people trick you out of your emotions. Because if I turn into the same type of entity of, yeah, 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 that shit would have been escalated. And at that time, I would have been the aggressor. Don't be the aggressor, y'all. We don't got to be the bullies around here. But protect yourself at all costs. Don't let these people talk to you or look at you in any way. Tell you, man. People want to look at you because you are something interesting or intriguing to admire. By all means, man, but let it be known. Let's not look at each other in pure silence and I don't know what your real intentions are. Because in my head, I'm going to think the utmost negative situation. Why? Because you haven't given me any other thing to go off of. That's why we're thinking about it in a negative connotation, man. But don't let that ruin you from anything else, man. Because right after I got out of that situation, I went to the sauna, I got in my meditation, I walked back out, and I walked back into the locker room just to check if he's still there. He left. I just wanted to make sure that if he was still there, man, and it's on and cracking. Because at this point, but you're just waiting for me, and we ain't doing all that. I take that as a threat, buddy. And, but he left. when he left, I left. I went to go get one of the most greatest massages that I have had in such a long time. Shouts out to Elemental Massage. The homie had the most greatest way with his hands. No ditty. Apparently we say no ditty nowadays. So, you know, I got to get right on it. No ditty. I had a lot of knots on my back and my shoulders. When I sleep, I clench my jaw. When I talk to my dentist, he told me that it's from a lot of stress, or it's probably stress-induced. And I really don't think that I'm that stressed, yo. I really don't think that I'm that stressed to be clenching my jaw on more average nights than anything else. But homie had one of the most greatest jaw, kind of like mandible massage treatments, and the tension relief on that was amazing. So everyone out there, if you work out, whatever you do, if you work hard, if you work at an office, I don't care. Go get you a massage. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Don't do a half an hour one, because half an hour ain't going to do you justice. Get yourself an hour or anything plus an hour. Get in there. Get the, you know, get your body right again. A lot of us really forget that our body needs to be laid in the right ways, that we're just not muscle. Our body's just not muscle on top of each other. It's layers of muscle, layered intricately, and it needs to be placed back intricately. We have veins under these and on top of these and in between these muscles. And these veins have their own certain traffic as well. And on top of that, we have other nerves. And on top of that, we everything. I'm telling y'all, it's your body needs it. Go get it. Uncle Lo Main's telling you. I love y'all. Man, but next week, y'all, back to more positivity. And we should be having a guest. But make sure to join us. Make sure to tap into my social medias. It's FreshPrinceOf_West on Instagram. Lomain1990 on Snapchat. For the next month or so, y'all, each and every single episode or video that's dropping on Wednesdays will not be matching up with the episodes. If we do have a future, that one will definitely match up. But whenever it's me solo, you will get a new video of us going on a brand new adventure, us doing something crazy. So definitely make sure to check out the YouTubes also, because the audio of the episode drops on Tuesdays, and we have a video that drops at 8 p.m. on YouTube. You can find it under Lo Main Is I. That's LOWMEINISI. That's all together. Lo Main Is I. Now, allow me with this parting gift. Drink your water. Tip your bartender. Peace.